CORE has invited four different Valley artists to make 8-foot by 8-foot billboards for public display starting next week. And the pieces will have some things in common. They'll all be black and white, bilingual, and contain the same slogan, "This art is made from carbon emissions." Each piece was created using a recently developed substance called air ink, which is made from air pollution. The inventor of the ink, Anirudh Sharma, said this in his 2019 TED Talk.
There are factories around the world that are burning fossil fuels to produce carbon black to make black inks that we use on an everyday basis. But given that millions of liters of fossil fuels are already being burned out there by our cars, our engines, and our exhausts out there, what if you could capture that pollution and use it to recycle and make those inks?
Sharma's question led to the development of Air Ink and the founding of Graviki Labs, which continues to produce the ink. The lab makes 1 fluid ounce of ink from about 45 minutes of diesel engine pollution, which in turn makes 1 marker. Chris Erickson, one of the Carbondale billboard artists, said he used less than 2 markers to create his billboard. Though he was skeptical of the ink's quality when he agreed to the project, it proved, pen in hand, to be fantastic. There's a pointed commentary behind creating billboards, often seen from highways, with vehicle emissions. That commentary is not lost on these artists. Erickson, who has already been working in black and white in his recent collection, looks to create art with a flat, dense, and saturated finish.
You know, everything's black and white. I don't use any grayscale. And that is kind of a statement on the binary culture that we live in. Everything is very black and white and right and wrong. So I really wanted to play with that.
As for the content of his piece, Erickson says,
the piece I did for this is a statement on industrialization. So it kind of just dovetails perfectly with the whole pursuit of the Air Ink.
Brian Colley, the other Carbondale-based billboard artist, took a very different approach to implementing the Air Ink. While he works primarily in painting and printmaking, he called on his background in watercolors for this project. He found the ink to be a very versatile substance that could be diluted and used with brushes and cloths.
Just because I've never painted with carbon emissions, like, who gets to do that? And so it's just been very cool to imagine some kind of landscape, and I've created like a giant monster made out of cars. Carzilla, if you will.
For Erickson, the billboard project serendipitously aligns with a personal project, building a new home. In fact, he had already been working with CORE on creating a more sustainable heating plan for his home when they approached him about the climate billboard project. There is significant overlap there, as the art supply and construction industries share similar challenges in sourcing sustainably made materials and in disposing of their waste products responsibly. In this case, CORE's initiative connects dots between the two. The billboard project is part of CORE's second annual Imagine Climate, a month-long exploration of climate-based art born of the nonprofit's 25th anniversary in 2019. Lara Whitley, CORE's brand and creative strategy director, says that they aim to create shifts in the systems and culture that are in place around climate change, and that this initiative targets the cultural piece. Whitley describes the Climate Billboard project as deeply collaborative, with more than 4 dozen speakers, artists, sponsors, and other partners involved. She says it is truly a project by the community for the community. The Climate Billboard project will be opening at 2 free public kickoff parties next week, Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Launchpad in Carbondale, and Wednesday at the Collective in Snowmass. Air Ink inventor Anirudh Sharma will be giving speeches, the artists will be present to talk about their works, and there will be live carbon labs, music, and refreshments. Starting Tuesday, Erickson's billboard will be on display at Lyons Park in Basalt, and Colley's will be at the Launchpad in Carbondale. You can also find Kelly Peters' work at the Collective in Snowmass and Kate Howe's in the Aspen Art Museum. For KDNK, this is Kathleen Shannon.